How you been, Ross?
Now, it came to this that Lee, what I vision, who's trying to force him to make a cake, are they trying to vision, who's trying to force him to make that artistic expression is protected speech? Our VIP line, and talk with my long-lost friend and now Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Good morning, Paul. It's great to talk to you again. It's been too long, man.
Lost? What do you mean by lost? How you been, Ross?
I've been all right. Yeah. I've been all right. All right, look, we're mostly going to talk tax reform, but I just want to ask you one question off the top about something else. Just your quick reaction to the news about President Trump going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
I think he should. I hope he does. And I don't want to get ahead of his announcement, but
right.
I've long believed that that's the right call. And because it is, it's historically speaking. And I've known he and I have talked about this over the months, and I anticipate that he'll do this, and I think it's the right move.
Excellent. Okay. You and I are on the same page on that. Let's talk tax reform for a while, Paul. So let me start with a political question, and then we're going to do the policy questions. The late Robert Novak, who you probably knew.
Yeah, I knew him well.
Yeah. Said that the only purpose for the Republican Party is to cut taxes. Right?
Well, there are a few others, but okay.
That's what he said. All right. So as a political question, is this GOP tax reform bill a political necessity for the Republican Party?
Well, you know, everybody asks me political questions like that. I'd say sure, but that's not our motivation. Our motivation is economic growth. Our motivation is clear out the tax code, simplify the system. Our motivation is help people who are struggling paycheck to paycheck. It's to get jobs, the economy, and make our economy a heck of a lot more competitive. And, you know, Bob Novak was a big – he recovered – he wrote a good book, by the way, about Kemp Roth, which is the Reagan tax cuts and the Reagan Revolution. This is bigger than the Reagan tax reform. This really is. This is such a dramatic improvement in our tax system, and we are really in a bad place with the tax code in the world. We have the worst tax code, arguably speaking, in the industrialized world. It's putting us at a massive competitive disadvantage. It's holding our economy back. You get this kind of tax reform passed, and that is how we get faster economic growth. And that is exactly the kind of doctrine that Bob Novak preached for years.
So I think in a way you've partly answered my next question, but while it's, you know, laugh out loud funny to hear Nancy Pelosi talk about her fear of adding to the debt, you know, fiscal conservatives like you and I, we do worry about it. You and I both have kids of similar age, and
right. And
this national debt that, you know, doubled under Barack Obama after doubling before that under George W. Bush, it's going to be left to our kids to pay. So how should we think about the debt impact of this bill?
I feel actually very good, because this will produce the kind of economic growth we need to start tackling our debt. We use what we call static scoring, which, as you know, is not accurate. It doesn't take into account the economic growth that comes from pro-growth tax policies. Lowering the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20 when the average world tax rate is 22.5 is going to be good for growth. It's going to bring jobs back home. It's going to expand incomes and wages and risk-taking and entrepreneurship. That's good for the economy. It actually gives us more revenues. So you look at the Tax Foundation. I think that's a pretty darn good think tank with a good economic model. It says the growth that comes from this bill will produce about $1 trillion in additional revenue that we're not forecasting right now. So you got to have economic growth, but then you got to get entitlement reform. Look, the House passed our entitlement reform bill, our health care bill, back in May. It was the biggest entitlement reform bill ever passed by Congress. Unfortunately, John McCain put his thumb down instead of up, and the Senate didn't pass it. So we're going to have to get back next year at entitlement reform, which is how you tackle the debt and the deficit. But you have two things you've got to do: reform entitlement programs, grow the economy. Tax reform grows the economy. So we basically planned in this term three big budget bills: two entitlement reform bills, one economic growth tax reform bill. The first one passed the House, failed the Senate. This one, both tax bills have passed the House and the Senate. We're on track with that. And then next year, we're going to have to get back at entitlement reform.
So when you talk about entitlement reform, I think it's pretty clear that at least one of the things you're talking about is Obamacare, right?
Yeah, and then welfare reform, too. We think it's important to get people from welfare to work. We have a welfare system that's basically trapping people in poverty and effectively paying people not to work, and we've got to work on that.
And are you thinking about trying to do any reforms with Social Security or Medicare at this point? Or do we, you know, President Trump hasn't seemed interested in those things.
Yeah, he has not shown as much interest. And so we're working with the president on the entitlements that he wants to reform that he's supportive of. You cannot use what we call budget reconciliation for Social Security. It's exempt from those rules. And frankly, it's the healthcare entitlements that are the big drivers of our debt. So
right.
we spend more of our time on the healthcare entitlements because that's really where the problem lies, fiscally speaking.
In your private conversations with President Trump, to whatever extent you're willing to talk about him, do you get the sense that you're making a little bit of an impact on him when you talk to him about the importance of Medicare reform?
I do. As you know, Ross, because you and I have known each other for years, this has been my big thing for many, many years. I think it's the biggest entitlement that's got to have reform. I do. And really what it is we need to convert our healthcare system to a patient-centered system so that people have more choices. We have more competition. Choice and competition brings down prices, improves quality. Government and healthcare is the opposite of that. So I think these reforms that we've been talking about that we're still going to keep pushing – that will help not just make Medicaid less expensive and healthcare itself, but it will help Medicare as well. And I think the president's understanding choice and competition works everywhere in healthcare, especially in Medicare.
For those of you just joining us, if you don't recognize the voice, our special guest speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. For full disclosure, I contributed to Paul's first campaign for Congress.
That was back in 1998, if I remember it. Trader down in the CBOE.
Yeah, we walked around the trading floor and we had beers at the White Sox game.
Yeah, that's back when you guys actually traded on the floor.
Yeah, how about it?
Yeah, right. Now it's like a computer.
It is. That's why I don't trade anymore. Yeah. All right, so Paul, I got a listener email from a guy who's actually listening in New York, and he's upset that his taxes are going to go up under this bill. And I said, look, I think your beef is with your state and county, not with Paul Ryan, but I'm sure you're hearing this a lot.
Yeah.
So
what we call the Stolt states, the folks who have governments that raise their taxes quite a bit, that have high taxes, there is a loss of the state and local tax deduction. What the House bill does, and the Senate actually copied this, is in addition to doubling the standard deduction, which means 9 out of 10 taxpayers won't have to itemize their deductions and can do their taxes on a postcard. In addition to doubling the standard deduction, increasing the child tax credits, lowering tax rates, we also give taxpayers the ability to write off $10,000 of their property taxes. That makes sure that people, even in high tax states, the average taxpayer at every income level gets a tax cut. Now, I'm sure there are going to be some people who have high net worth and who have a lot of accountants and tax lawyers who can use every loophole in the code that may not see it that way. But this is designed to be fair and across the board for all Americans. And by adding that property tax deduction, it helps especially those people in those high tax states.
Now, part of the reason that I'm in favor of what you're doing, eliminating the state and local tax deduction, is that it just lets these high tax states get away with raising taxes and with their citizens not feeling the pain as much. They're kind of subtly dumping the pain on the rest of us and not so high.
It numbs people from the effect of their high state taxes. That's right.
Now, you mentioned the child tax credit. One of the things that in this bill, and especially the Senate side, that I don't like very much is this big increase
in pure supply side of Wall Street Journal guy.
Yeah. And not only do I not like increasing the child tax credit, but what Mike Lee and Marco Rubio want to do, and I'm having Mike Lee on tomorrow, they want to make it refundable against payroll taxes.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, and what do you think will come out of the conference?
I think, I don't go into the conference speculation. I don't want to get ahead of the conference.
Okay.
The Senate hasn't even named theirs yet, but
right.
I think the growth occurs in the margin, and that's the tax rates. So my big thing is, if you just get lower people's tax rates across the board, that's good for families, but it's also really good for economic growth. And we increased the child tax credit from $1,000 to $1,600. But if you take more money away from lowering tax rates, that's going to sacrifice economic growth. So I think we think in the House we found the happy medium, the healthy balance, which is helping families, but also making sure that we get the lowest tax rates we can possibly get, because that gives us the fastest economic growth. And by the way, when you lower business tax rates, wage earners make more money. The studies are really clear. A lot of that passes through to the worker, so the worker gets higher wages. So that means families, especially families with kids, they get higher wages and lower taxes. That's a good thing.
Okay, so I know you have to go in a minute and I have to go in a minute. So one last question. Paul, when you took this job, as Speaker. You did it a little bit reluctantly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel right now as Speaker of the House? And is there a little part of you kind of channeling your inner Jack Kemp, wishing that you were still chairman of Ways and Means?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is the moment for the Ways and Means Committee, for the chairman of the committee. By the way, the guy, Kevin Brady, is doing a phenomenal job. Yeah, I'm definitely envious of him because he gets to focus all of his time and attention on an issue that's near and dear to my heart. But the way I see it is I'm sort of a blocker for him in the committee. And by being Speaker, I can make sure that we prioritize getting tax reform done. So I feel that I was put in a good place at the right time to make sure that we're where we are. And that's why this job is meaningful to me, because I can make sure that we're not, you know, having leadership talk us out of big reforms, we're actually doing big things. I'd love to be doing those at the Ways and Means Committee, but I'm happy and thankful where I am because the Ways and Means Committee is doing it, and that's where I can make a big difference.
Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, you have a very Merry Christmas. Have a great New Year. It's great to talk to you again, Paul.
You too, Ross. Merry Christmas as well. Take care.
All right, you too. How about that? Our conversation with Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. For those who missed it or didn't catch all of it, I will replay it a little bit later in the show, but